A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello. Happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out all next week on Drive Time from 4 p.m. alongside my partner in crime, the sneaker freak himself, Darren Benn. Now, we start things off by looking ahead to a mahoosive day of Premier League football, where we bring you free, live and exclusive commentary of Leicester against Man City, that one at 12:30. Newcastle take on Aston Villa at 3 on TalkSport 2. And then it's back to TalkSport for the big one at Anfield, as Liverpool take on Leeds. That one kicks off at 7:45.
Haaland is on a run. He's got three Wolves players around him. Not that that bothers him. Gets it onto his right foot. Strikes down low and in.
I mean, the power, the pace, the finishing. He's just a monster, isn't he? I mean, he's going to be scary, isn't it?
In a bit of space, Maddison sees a Vardy. 1-0 Leicester. What a counter-attack from the Foxes. Here's a chance now for the equaliser. In on goal. And Almiron has levelled it up for Newcastle.
He'd be a nightmare to play against the way he is at a minute.
Here's Johnny.
Squares it to the edge of the area. John again wins the game for Aston Villa.
Into Firmino, trying to get away from the defender. It comes to Salah.
Oh!
What a goal. Brilliant way to open the scoring.
He does it with such a hunger and a drive and a determination. It's frightening to watch.
Bamford to the edge of the area. Oh, what a goal. Patrick Bamford has given it the hammer.
I like being the underdog. I like having to fight for everything.
As mentioned, we of course kick off game day with Man City their away to Leicester City, and the Citizens boss Pep Guardiola has been speaking about the fitness of Erling Haaland.
He feels better, but we are training this afternoon and we'll assess in a few hours.
Normally, if Julian Erling is not ready, Julian is the first option, of course. He can play with a false nine, but I think this is not going to happen. I think Julian can drop, and is good dropping and playing, so I think it's going, if Erling is not able, not tomorrow, for the future, Julian is the first option.
But the Foxes manager, Brendan Rodgers, isn't bothered whether the Norwegian striker starts or not.
I think it's all about denying space. You play Manchester City, if the space is there, they're so good and that they're positioning on the field. There's always elements of pressure, and when you have to educate yourself to press them, because you press too high in the wrong moments, then they can, you know, the goalkeeper's a top-class player. If you see him in the build-up, he's part of the defensive line and will open up the goal at times to build the game. So if you're in the wrong pressing moments, the wrong time, then they can play through that pressure, then they're through on you. But at the same time, you can't be too low for too often. If you watch the game against Borussia Dortmund during the week, you see even a top team like them, you have to give Man City the respect of which and how they play. But you're going to have moments in the game yourself. But with Haaland, he's obviously very dangerous from crosses. His timing's really good. If you give too much space high up the pitch, you can run in behind. So he really is a complete striker. But they have lots of brilliant players that you have to be mindful of.
Now, sneaking into the top four, Newcastle United take on Aston Villa after they recently appointed Unai Emery as their new manager. The ex-Arsenal boss was linked with a move to the Toon Army a year ago, but declined to stay at Villarreal. Eddie Howe shared his thoughts on this ahead of the game.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things that
that happened, coincidences. Look, for me, I've said many times, Unai's a fantastic manager with an unbelievable record in various countries, in Europe especially. So I think it's a brilliant appointment by Aston Villa. But for me, I'm very, very proud to be leading this team. And yeah, looking forward to the challenges ahead.
And staying with Newcastle, striker Callum Wilson spoke exclusively with Jim White about his chances of making it to the World Cup and how he will do everything in his power to make Gareth Southgate's England squad.
You have to back yourself as a player. I think I've done it all throughout my career and I've never got to where I've got to without having that self-belief. And yeah, it's probably my last opportunity to play a World Cup if I was to get there. So fingers crossed, keep working hard, one game at a time. And you know, ultimately, if I wasn't to get there, I wouldn't be disheartened. But I feel that I have an opportunity in front of me, and why not? Why not go for it if it's there? You know, I don't want to look back in my career with no regrets and think there was a World Cup kind of in my grasp and I didn't give it everything or didn't fully, you know, commit to it. So for me, I'm committing to it 100%.
Now, turning our attention to Liverpool against Leeds. That one's later today at 7.45 on TalkSport. And manager Jesse March gave a fiery press conference. It's fair to say he wasn't very happy.
I'm actually kind of angry right now. You know, I'm tired of playing matches where we're in the match and in many, many cases better than the opponent and walking away with nothing. I'm tired of not capitalizing on moments when we're the better team in matches, and I'm tired of giving away goals too cheaply, and I'm tired of you know, not getting results that we should be getting. And I've never lost. I was 14 years a player, 13 years a coach. I've never lost this much in my career, and I'm sick of it. And so I'm trying to figure out which guys can be counted on at the highest level right now, what kind of decisions need to be made from a tactical perspective in terms of match plans. And I need to find the group. I need to help the group find their confidence. And I need to find which guys are ready to fight for everything right now so that we can, in these next matches, do everything we can to get the points we need.
And in recent news, Jurgen Klopp has managed to avoid a touchline ban for overreacting to the linesman during Liverpool's 1-0 win over Man City, but still received a £30,000 fine. The Reds manager gave his reaction to the great escape.
I think it's a lot of money, but I heard it will be invested in something good, so then that's fine. Should I have got a ban? I don't know. I never was in a situation. I never had a red card. I didn't ever have a yellow card, as far as I know. So I don't know exactly about. I didn't follow other coaches who got shown a red card. I have no idea about what the usual things are. I had a touchline ban years ago in the Champions League with Dortmund. Very similar situation, but obviously in the Champions League is slightly different. And yeah, that's it. I'm not happy or whatever. I'm not relieved or whatever. It's just I was waiting for the punishment, take it, and then go from there.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Arsenal legend Martin Keown took Clippity-Klopp's side on Jim White and believes his apology plus the £30,000 fine is enough of a punishment. Simon Jordan, of course, disagreed.
The biggest message really was the fact that he was big enough to say that he'd gone below the line. He'd made a mistake and he apologised immediately. I think that was very evident at the time. It doesn't make it okay, but it you know then that he realises the error of his ways. So I think it's slightly different to maybe some of the other bans that we've seen this season. He did it immediately. He knew that he'd made a mistake. And that's a hefty fine, by the way, Jim. He's paying £30,000 fine. Okay, he's not being banned.
Leave off.
But I'm not looking for blood from these situations, Jim. I understand. Someone big enough to apologise, I'll accept that.
I think the FA should appeal it. I think they should appeal it robustly. And I think they should find a methodology to get into these independent
panels. So you're
panels.
Challenging the FA?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I was earlier. Well, even now
even the FA. Yeah, well, I mean, ultimately, Jurgen Klopp is responsible for his behaviour, but he's not responsible for the adjudication, is he? They are responsible for that. And if they want to send a message out to football, and they want to give it and let statistics be put out there that 2,000 people are being arrested for fan behaviour, and they want to make sure that grassroots officials are being protected, then they need to show some leadership.
Yeah.
And show some teeth.
I like Klopp immensely.
So what would you have preferred, Jim?
£30,000 fine and a ban.
Banned.
6 months.
No, don't go from the sublime to ridiculous. Don't go from a feast to a famine.
Tell me what you'd give. What
one
would
game.
You...
I would. Now, we have to also understand.
What's the benefit of one game, Jim?
Because it's a consequence. It sends out
it's a
message. It affects people. It impacts upon them. It brings people into a situation where they have a consequence for their actions. £30,000 falls out of his pocket on a way to the bleeding game, right? The guy's on £200,000 a week. Let's get context here. It's not about finding people. He shouldn't actually even be fined. He should be taken out of the role that he's in for a period of time and understood. If you speed repeatedly, you have to go for and get a speeding fine. You have to go and do a road safety test. Now, I'm not suggesting we get into that territory, but I do feel that we're sitting here watching the officials getting abused in grassroots football, watching the conduct of people in society and saying it's unacceptable. Except, of course, if you're in a high-pressure game.
Yeah.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'll be back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show alongside Darren Bent at 4 p.m. on Monday. In the meantime, have a spooky Halloween weekend, whatever that means. And we hope TalkSport brings you all the thrills and spills you need. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning. So do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Excuse me. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.